Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're in Pesachim Daf Yudalit. This shir is Lili Nishmas, my grandfather, Rabbi Cheskel ben Avshalom Hartman Zitzal, whose yortzeit is today, Chai Kislev. The one on the top of the page brings the opinion of Avshalom of how did they announce in Beis Hamikdash the time of Bir Chometz. They used to have two cows, which were plowing in Har HaZeisim, and when they removed one, that was a sign that it's a time to stop eating chometz. When they removed the second, that was a sign there was a time to burn the chametz. Tois quotes the Yerushalmi that asks, "You're not allowed to do melach on Er Pesach." So says Tois, says these cows were not really plowing; they were just seemed like they're plowing. They were not really plowing. Meaning, there's a special symbol coming out from these two cows that we want to make them seem like plowing to give us this message. And the Gemara earlier brought another opinion that the way we symbolize this concept is not with two cows, but with two chalos of toido, that's the ones that showed us when we have to do Biru Chometz. What's the depth in that? Why are we announcing Biru Chometz either through two chalos of toido or through two cows that are plowing in Har HaZeisim? So I found that Rav Yaakov Liner, in a sefer called Sefer Hazmanim on Pesach, explains a beautiful pshat, and this fits very much with what the Leshem explains and his sefer regarding the stages of Geula. So he says the following. Chag HaPesach represents the time of Geula, and represents, as we mentioned so many times in our shir, the time of Geula of Mashiach that will come in Pesach as well, B'nisan HaSidim Le'Goel. Now the stages of Geula are going to be, we have Olam Hazeh, then comes Mashiach, and when Mashiach comes, the world in the beginning acts the same way that it's acting now, with a little bit of a change, a little bit of elevation. As the Gemara tells us, Ein bin Olam Hazeh l'Moris HaMashiach el Shibud Malchus Bilvad, there's a small difference between this world and Moris HaMashiach. And then eventually, throughout the years in Moris HaMashiach, we build up to Chai Olam Haba, we build up to the full redemption. As mentioned over here in the past, the Maharal explains that Yom Tev of today is connected to Moris HaMashiach, and Shabbos Me'ein Olam Haba. So the same way in Yom Tev, there's still some work to do. A person does Meleches Oichel Nefesh. Also in Moshe Mashiach, there's still some work to do. While Shabbos, there's no Melech at all, is the full Menucha. And as the Leshem explains, this resembles the Avodah Sa'adam, what a person needs to accomplish in the world, in his Torah and his Mitzvahs. How much does he have to do? So in this world, you have a lot of work to do. Comes Mashiach, you're just doing Meleches Oichel Nefesh, only specific Avodah that has to do with your soul. Says Rav Yaakov Liner that's the pshat in the two cows. While you're still eating chometz, you're still involved in Olam Hazeh, there's a lot of work to do, there's two cows plowing. Once Mashiach comes, the Avodah becomes less, there's not that much to do, and therefore you have only one cow plowing when you stop eating chometz. And once you get to burning the chometz, completely removing yourself from Olam Hazeh, and reaching Olam Haba, that's when you remove the two cows completely. And he continues to say that this is also the two stages that we have with the two breads of Toida, according to the first opinion. And here I'll say it a little differently than what he says, is what the Leshem brings, the name of the Medrash, that Lasid Lavoi, there will be no Korbanos except Korban Toida. But eventually, there will be no Korban Toida either. What does this mean? Meaning, during this world, we're busy with many Korbanos, and one of them is also Korban Toido, which is a thank you to Hashem on a miracle that he did. When we get to Moshe HaMashiach, we're going to be focusing only on the miracles. There will be no focus on other Korbanos and other Chatoim. But once we get to Olam Haba, there will be no Korban Toido at all. And the reason for that is that in Olam Haba, you don't thank Hashem for miracles, because your whole life will be miracles. There will be no difference between Nes and Teva, between miracle and nature. So there's no Korban Toido once you get to Olam Haba. So it comes out of time of Beis HaMikdash, they announce Biru Chometz based on the stages of Geula, going from the Olam Hazeh to Yom HaMashiach to Olam Haba. That's the idea of the two cows, and that's the idea of the two chalos of Toido that will be removed as we get to Biru Chometz. Anyone who wants to join the Short Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please send an email to shortmachshava@gmail.com.